This past Sunday, there was a really, really free market at the Albany Social Justice Center. Dave Gunn and Alyssa Gallagher, organizers of the event, join us now live in the studio to talk to us about it. Excuse me. Welcome.
Hey.
So what was the really free market?
A really, really free market is a flea market where everything is completely free without exception. In a nutshell, that's it.
What kind of items did you have available?
So we're at the mercy of dumpsters and donors, but we wound up getting just about everything you could find in a Goodwill, you know, if not better. So we had sections. So we had clothes of all kinds. We had coats. We had electronics. We had kitchenware, houseware, some furniture, a holiday section, like literally everything you could imagine.
So was there enough room for this? I mean, that's what people always say. Where are we going to accumulate it? How are we going to display it?
We made it work. It was tough. The Social Justice Center is a somewhat small space, but we made it work. We had a good team.
So you had a team. Does this mean people signed up for it, or?
No, because of the nature of the way we do things as anarchists, since there's no like organized group or anything that we align with specifically, a lot of the people who came the night before to set up and organize, they didn't tell me they were coming, and they just showed up at the door. We put a call out and was like, show up, and they did, and I didn't know them. I didn't know half the people who came. It was awesome.
Clearly, you got the word out enough for other people to find out about what you were doing. But how did you learn about the original Really, Really Free Market, or the movement?
Well, I've been involved in anarchist and radical politics for about a decade now, and it's, you know, when you're part of that community, you find out about these concepts like food not bombs and just mutual aid projects in general. And the Really, Really Free Market really resonated with me because I'm not a fan of charities or things like Goodwill who get their inventory for free and then profit off of it.
You know, you just mentioned food not bombs. We were talking a little bit earlier about that you don't actually have a bureaucracy or a meeting announcement or every second Tuesday of the month kind of thing. What's Food Not Bombs?
Food Not Bombs, I believe, was founded a few decades ago, and it's a non-hierarchical anarchist mutual aid project where people get food that would otherwise be thrown out, usually through donations or dumpsters, again. And once a week in Albany, it's every Monday at 5, people get together, cook meals using the leftover food, and then serve it.
So how do people find out about Food Not, where this Monday meal happens, or?
Yeah, there's a Facebook page, you know, Albany Food Not Bombs. We also do a lot of physical flyering.
Okay, I just wanted to interrupt right away because that's the only anarchist thing that I actually knew about.
Mm-hmm.
And this free market is a pretty neat idea. So I want to know more about how you go about it doing this.
So this was the third time we put it on. And basically what I do is I create an event page. I put a call out. I do it through social media, word of mouth, Craigslist, stuff like that. And the community each time has responded louder and louder. It's really just about tapping into the community. They respond.
So when you say community, that means that somebody noticed it somewhere and they tell their friends and they mention it to somebody else, you know, at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And that person tells somebody, and that's how an anarchist activity happens.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of things operate this way anyway. It's amazing how many anarchist ideals are actually pretty natural to most of us. But yeah, it's a true community event. So word of mouth is a strong, like, means of getting people out. And it's only spreading more and more each time from what we've noticed.
Yeah, it sounds like the really, really free market is a play on the words of the economic principle of a free market.
Yeah.
So how does this free, really, really free market relate to like our capitalist economic system or a critique thereof?
Well, we're mocking it because free market in neoliberalist terms is, you know, a joke, really. I mean, there's nothing about the market that is ultimately free. Unless you're, you know, a corporation, you're free to do whatever the hell you want to make profit. So yeah, we say really, really free because it is free without exception. It's a completely horizontal means of getting resources out to the people who need and want it. No catch, no leaders.
I know, I'm a thrift store person, mm-hmm. and I was in Austin, Texas, and I went looking for thrift stores, and I came across a thrift store that said, there was an Austin, Texas anarchist group. Yeah, it was a really neat place. But I'm interested that this thing exists and something like this happens here. So this is, you did it this year? Did you do it in a previous year?
So this was the third one. We've been doing it every other month. The first one was in December around Christmas time, and then the second one was in February.
Oh, I thought it was like a yearly. This is much better every other month.
No, yeah, every other month.
Do you have a date planned for the fourth?
We don't have a date yet, but we're figuring it'll happen around early June.
And so for people who are interested, what's the best way for them to follow up on the updates for the really, really free market and or get involved with other anarchist activities in the Albany area?
Well, I do a lot of stuff and I want to be friends with everybody. So if anybody wants to add me on Facebook, my name is Dave Gunn, and that's Gunn with two N's. Otherwise, you should follow the Social Justice Center and Food Not Bombs, as well as the IWW and the Albany General Defense League.
What's IWW?
The International Workers, I forget what it stands for.
Workers,
yeah, of the world, right. Okay.
It used to be called Wobblies, and it was one of the early labor unions, and then it was fought against by the owners so significantly that it dwindled for quite a while, and it sort of reinvigorated itself maybe in the 1970s,
right.
After a period of about 30 or 50 years of having to disperse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're lucky to have those tight-knit organizations in Albany, and they always help us promote. So if you're looking for a specific group where you'll hear about it, one of those four are a good bet.
Great. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for joining us.
That was David Gunn and Melissa Gallagher. They're organizers of Albany's own really, really free market, which happens or has been happening every other month, and you can find out about it through the social media center, Social Justice Center. Thanks for joining us, Dave. Thanks, Melissa. We really appreciate it.